Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening. Shavua Tov.
It seems you're the only one yet.
I just got on.
Me too. So we'll give it a few more minutes.
Okay.
I replied to your email. Sorry it took me so long.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. You might check Emor section 8 and 9. I don't remember what the problem was, but there was some problem. I think 9 is a duplicate of 8. It may be that. When you click on it, I think it for 9, I think 8 comes up. I'm not sure. I checked each one, and today that was, I don't know, something was the matter with those two.
Judy.
Okay. Shavua Tov.
Good evening.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, babe. How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm good.
We didn't get the big expected rain today. How about your area?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of water. I know. Brandy's thinking, Sarah that lived over there was out. I think she's been out of electricity, Sarah, since Thursday. Their power's been out since Thursday.
Well, Brandy's came back on yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this lady just told me she just got hers today, like this afternoon. So they had a lot of power outages.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Margaret, so I wasn't here. So, but there was quite a bit of water.
Is that moving east or northeast? Do you know?
It was headed toward New Orleans earlier this morning, and then I think it'll go northeast after that.
New Orleans is south of you, isn't it?
No, it's east.
East. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, before it arrives to here, let's count the Elmer. That was a joke.
Well, I don't know what it was this morning. I know late yesterday afternoon it was supposed to go northeast. At least that's what the, not the local news, but the, I don't know what you call it, the world news, weather station, I guess, said it was predicted to go to the northeast.
That's what I thought, but I never trust those reports.
So. They change pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like to think the prayers do that. Dissipate.
That's true. The prayers do change the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The prayers do change anything. The real issue is we don't know what we need. So,
what did we do to cause it?
Exactly. So I'm going to say a L'shem Yehud and then the verse on certainty.
Okay.
And a couple of verses for the east of the Middle East, and then we will proceed to the Omer. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkite Bid Hilu Erhimu Hilu Erhimu Le Yahda, Lashem, Yud Hey Bavate, Yehuda, Shalim Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Soktor Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohim Alena, Maasei Yadena Kananei Alena, Sei Yadena Kananei Hu. The verse on certainty is from the Zohar Sulam commentary from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Amatar Tanenan Biku Shabarichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot The late lach mila bialma. Divae barnash ledach ya leya. Mineya ulan haga beya kalana. Dehakulu obada dik shotinun. Wikola it's the rich bialma. In the year 5774, as the energy of peace in the Middle East, there is one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Utam timakon liami li Yisrael untati vishakam tahta willo yirgaz. Od willo yosiku, v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will count the Omer. Yesterday was day 21 of the Omer. We will start with step 2. Since we've already said the L'shem Yichud. And step 2 is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yigmor Be'adi Adonai Yohe Wahesh Tazdecha Le'olam Ma'asei Adicha El Teref. Psalm 57:3. Echra Elohim El Yon Lael Gomer Alay. Ezekiel 16:6. Waevor Alayich Waerech Mitposeset Bedamayich vayomar lach bedamayich hayi. Vayomar lach bedamayich hayi. Psalm 104, 1 and 2. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei. Elohim Yohei Wahei. Elohai gadalta, meod hod lehadar levashta, ote or kasalma, no te shemaim, kairia. Steps 3 is to say the blessing. Baruch ata, Adonai Yohei Wahei. Yud hey vav hey Eloheinu Melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat haomer. Hayom shenayim v'esrim yom la'omer shehem shelosha shavuot v'yom echad. today is 22 days of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 1 day. The number 22 connects to the concept of a vessel, since it connects to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and each letter is an aspect of the vessel, because within the 22 letters you have all of the creation, because they spell all of the possible words, and a word is a vessel. The letters are vessels. In what way is our character traits hindering our vessel? In what way does it expand our vessel? These are the questions that we need to contemplate during this 22nd day of the Omer. Or I should say some of the questions. The inner light. Harakaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at the 22nd word, and we will stop at the 22nd letter in verse 5. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu sela la'da'at ba'aretz darkecha Bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Amin. Amin yoducha Elohim yoducha tulam. Le'umim yismechu v'ramenu. The word is le'umim, which means a people with a nation. That's the 22nd word. The tikkun of the children of Israel in this generation, in my opinion, is when living outside of the land of Israel, is to make a decision to leave their comfortable lives and make aliyah to Israel, or not. If a person lives in the land of Israel, the tikkun of the generation is to transform the law of the state of Israel to be a Torah law instead of secular law. This is my opinion. Where are you spiritually with this aspect of your tikkun? What do you need to change about yourself with respect to this decision? Are you comfortable with the decision you make? Are you making that decision through inaction rather than making a conscious decision to either stay or make aliyah? Ki tishpot. The letter Vav looks like a channel. The word in Hebrew means a hook. To what are you hooked? what are your addictions? What physical things do you find it hard to let go of? These are your idols. Change yourself and remove your idol worship. You can enjoy the item as long as you can let it go. When it's not something you're comfortable letting go, it has become an idol. Contemplate the things that you have difficulty letting go of. Yoducha mim kulam, Elohim, yoducha mim kulam. Eretz matna yevula yevarkenu. Elohim, Eloheinu, uvarkenu, Elohim, v'yiru, oto, kol afsei aretz. The Adam Bekoach, we will stop at the first word in the fourth verse. Anna Bekoach, Yedulat Yemincha, Tati Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Acharenu Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshei Yehutcha, Kivavat Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yutach Shin. Barchem. The letter Bet is the first letter in the word Barchem. Letter Bet that is open on one side, but closed on three sides. The word Bet means a house and has a connotation to mean your wife or your spouse in Torah. What do you need to learn from your house? If you're not involved with someone, why not? What are you doing that blocks that special person from coming into your life? How can you change yourself to strengthen your relationship with your house? Also know that the letter Bet stands for blessings. It stands for the unity of the duality. And that seems like a paradox, which it is. All of these things impact our character traits in different ways. We need to think about how that is, how our character traits are being impacted by the letter Bet, by the blessings, and by our relationships with those close to us. Kaharin rachame sidkacha tamid gamle betet reish saritach gimel hasim kadosh birov tucha nael adatecha betuf bet tet nunayin yachid geye Lamcha penei zochrei kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed, hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav tzadi yutaf. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, the journey that is the 22nd journey is having left Harada and camped in Machelot. Machelot is a place of assembly, according to the Aramaic translation of the Torah, the Targum Yonathan. Possibly the place where the miracle of Aaron's rod occurred in response to Korach's challenge. This reflects the community building journey in our lives. When we build, when we join, when we become aware of communities, when we assemble a group toward a particular cause or effort. Machelot is a state of unity when we feel connected with others and with ourselves, and together we serve a higher purpose. In full assemblies, they praised God, is a verse from Psalms. The ultimate transformation of fear, harada, is when it leads us to gather, to appreciate, and to sing praise for our divine blessing. And this is a comment by the Baal HaTurim, I believe he lived in the 14th century, even before the Ari. And he was one who began to codify the halakha from the Torah. Ribono shel olam, atav sevitanu al yedei Moshe. Avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumateinu, kimo shetaka tavta, betorata huspartem, lachem min charat ha-shabbat, miyom haviachem et omer ha-tedufa, sheva shabbatot mimot. Tihiyena mimacharat ha-shabbat, mizocha matam uvechein. Yehi ratzon milfanecha, ha-Hashem. Eloheinu, Elohei avoteinu, shebizchut sefirat ha-omer, shesafarti ha-yom, yetukan ma shebagamti. This is loving kindness in the frame of eternity, in the frame of the eternal victory. I would like to read something off of the handout I think is beneficial for in this particular handout. So does I get it open, of course. It always happens, my computer is running slow. Netzach is being translated as endurance. So loving kindness and endurance. Chesed shebenecht Netzach. For anything to endure, it needs to be loved. A neutral or indifferent attitude will reflect in a marginal commitment. If you have difficulty making commitments, examine how much you love and enjoy the object that requires your commitment. Yeah. Libriut, bless you. Do I love my work? Do I love my family? Do I love my choices that I am making or not making? For endurance to be effective, it needs to be caring and loving. Does my endurance cause me to be or seem to be inflexible? Does my drive and determination cause me to be controlling? Am I too demanding? Do others, my employees, friends, children, cooperate with me out of the sheer force of my will and desire and drive, or do they do so out of love? But returning to the handout, V'yatayer v'yatkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen, Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 22nd day of the Omer, which is the 7th of Iyar, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunchitz, Rabbi Chaim Moshe Ruben Elazari, the prophet associated with Chesed Shibonetzah is Azariyahu ben Oded, which translates as God's helper, the son of Oded. And the female that is connected is Rebecca, our mother, the wife of Yitzhak. Does anybody have any questions? Our class tonight is from the Zohar, and it's from Parashat Emor, which means words or things. And we will be studying section 16, starting at verse 63. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, it opens to a landing page with the list of the 54 parashas. Scroll down to Parashat Emor in the book of Vayikra. When that opens up, scroll to section 16. And we will say L'shem Yichud before we start reading the Zohar. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishim Te Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'afda L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Shimon Amar Sod Hashem li re'av uvrito lehodiyam. Sod Hashem li re'av da Knesset Yisrael. Umbrito lehodiyam da tzadik yisod olam. Bikshurachada. The translation, Rabbi Shimon said, the counsel, or the secret of Hashem, is with them that fear him, and he will reveal to them his covenant. The secret of Hashem is with them that fear him refers to the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, called the secret of Hashem, and he will reveal to them his covenant. refers to the righteous, the foundation of the world, namely Yesod of Zeranpin, that is called covenant. Both are joined as one. My commentary, the verse is clear as written. The covenant is both Malchut and Yesod of Zeranpin, and they are joined as one. They are united. Verse 64. Yutalat atwan shale muta dekola. Yud reshita dekola. Ip yud dila adekola. Vav emsaita shale muta. The call citrin ma bar le koruchim beyatalia mehem nuta de dalet ginta turora de haye aya at da ze rashle ma de kola. The translation. Yud has in it three letters, which are overall perfection. The beginning of everything, namely Chokmah, called beginning, is the Yud, which is the most superior above all of the letters of Yud He Vav He, and all the Sephirot. The Vav within the Yud Vav Dalet is the central column, Zeranpin, which is perfection in every direction, since it completes the right and the left. It completes, namely, is a root to all the spirits, and faith depends on it, which is Malchut, the Dalit in the Yud. It is the garden, the bundle of life, namely the Malchut. This letter Dalit is small, since Malchut is the secret of small letters, and is overall perfection, since Malchut completes all the Sephirot. My commentary. There are amazing principles being revealed here. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Note that each time we write the 9 or 10 letter name, the letter Dalit needs to be written small. It's also an amazing verse, and this information about the Dalit being small indicates that not only are there large letters, normal letters, and small letters in the Torah, it should be in our consciousness when we deal with the letters of the Aleph Bet. Are we dealing with a regular size letter, a large letter, or a small letter? As one grows in spirituality, it will be obvious to you which of these of the letters that you write, the letters that you meditate upon, the letters that you're thinking about, you will know which are the large letters and which are the small letters intuitively. And then, like we do in our normal thought processes, we'll contemplate and justify why our intuition is telling us that this particular letter, whichever it is large or small. Pasuk 65. Ata satima dekol sitrin tad nafik dafik kemalka im heiloi tav levatar Yud bil chodo be'yastim mila be'yanafik Sagir Upata. The translation. The letter Yud is closed on all sides. When it emerges, that is, when it is revealed, it does so like a king with his soldiers. And then the Yud returns on its own. Matters are concealed within it and come out to be revealed. It both conceals and discloses. My commentary. This verse seems to be a riddle. When verbalized, the Yud is being described as direct light. It includes all three letters. When it transforms to returning light, it leaves the Dalet at the Masach, at the curtain. The Vav is left in Zeranpin, while the Yud travels as far as Chachma, with the tip traveling to Keter. Pasuk 66. Hey, Shulemuta de Kola, Leela Ukata, Wehait Mar Hashem, Hayadia Aleph Hu Yud, Shulemutitlat. Atvandi nun resha distiman. Beyud veha ukmuha. Wekola hat milahu. Shalimu dishma. Kadishahu shalimu. De ela witata. Begin kach lezimin, enatil aleph bezina, tehi yomit atra beitro. The translation of this verse. Hey, of the name Yud Hey Vav Hey, is overall perfection above and below. We have learned Hey is known to be Bina. The Aleph in the fully spelled He is Yud Vav Dalet. Since Aleph is formed with a Vav in between the Yud above and the Dalet below, it completes the three letters at the top that are concealed in Yud of Yud He Vav He, which is fully spelled as Yud Vav Dalet. This has already been explained, and it is the same thing, since the wholeness of the holy name is wholeness above and below. This is why He takes an Aleph for its full spelling when it is crowned. My commentary. With contemplation, the verse becomes clear as written. Most people do not know that a He can be spelled with three letters. With a Yud, with a Hey, or with an Aleph. This pasuk is telling us the upper Hey, when spelled with an Aleph, is complete. Pasuk 67. Tachatze kolat viat tishma kadisha. Ichaze beya shalimu dekol shema. Yud ha itmar shalimu dekola. Hey shalimu dekola viagi. Delavi hu bealef. Hey bilchodo ha itmar. Badi ukna da hey. Ushalemuta, the kola vav, bain de sitra da, bain de sitra achara, shalimu hu de kola, vav hey hu shalimu, yatir lia atra, le kola had kola had, veha itaru. Ve'yahav rayayo. The translation. Come and see. Each letter of the holy name reflects the perfection of the whole, of the whole name. Yud of Yud Hey Vav Hey has already been explained to be overall perfection. Hey of Yud Hey Vav Hey is overall perfection, even when it is not fully spelled with an aleph, but with a hey only. Since we learn that there is overall perfection in the shape of the hey, since its character is formed with Yud, Vav, and Dalet, which is overall perfection. Vav of Yud Hey Vav Hey is overall perfection both ways, either fully spelled or as it is. Vav Hey, namely Hey of Yud Hey Vav Hey connected with Vav of Yud Hey Vav Hey, is greater perfection than that crowns all. The worlds, since Vav Hey are the secret of Zerantin and Malchut, when united, thus it is all one, as each of the letters of Yud Hey Vav Hey indicates the perfection in Yud Hey Vav Hey. The friends have already explained this. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Verse 68. Tachatzei v'chaya shivat yamim v'tomer yud hei vav hei itkalifu atvan v'chaya vav hei ha shivat yomim itkalilu v'chad Yud he shivat yomin, yud chad kalala, dekola he telat, he o yudrain, benin ura chad tirain, avahan beya kalilan ha chamisha, pirata nukva. Had Ashita Ishtama Tehei Ila Akalala Deshita Yudhei Ashiva Shiva Kainu Dikti Shivat Yamim Vishivat Yamim Arba Asar Yom Come and see. Then it shall be. The Hebrew is Vehaya, Vav Hey Yud Hey. 7 days under its mother. The letters Vehaya were imprinted in accordance with the secret of Yud Vav Dalet. Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph. Since Vehaya is spelled with the same letters as Yud Hey Vav Hey, the 7 days were included in Vav Hey together. Since Vav Hey, which is Zerantin and Malchut, are the seven Sephirot, Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut, Yud Hey are 7 days, since Yud is one, including them all, since it includes all the letters of the name. Hey is three, it with its two children, since it includes within itself the Dalet and the Vav. Zerantin and Malchut are two fathers, and two fathers are included in the one son, namely the Vav within the Hay. These are the two columns, Chesed and Geburah. Thus they are five, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut, Chesed and Geburah, and Malchut, which is included within Zerantin. Vav includes within it a female daughter, which is Malchut, which is one. Thus, they are six. So the upper hay of Yud Hey Vav Hey includes the whole six, namely Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut, Chesed and Geburah, and Malchut, which is included within Zeron 10. With Yud-Heh, that is, together with the Yud, they are seven. This is the secret of the seven Sephirot called Yud-Heh. This is the meaning of the verse, 7 days and 7 days, namely 14 days, which is the inner meaning of the 7 days in Vav-Heh and the 7 days in Yud-Heh. My commentary. With contemplation and Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 69. Uechaya shivat yamim, tahatimo, tahatimo, itataru, shivat yamim diktiv, lecha Hashem, Hagdula Bhagvura Wigomer Wialda Shivat Yamim Litata Likara de Ima Ila Atahat Imo Litata Diktivadakara Yalda Shivat Yurabat Banim Lala Ikara de Kobeta Yalda Shiva Elaine Shivat Yomin da Gehag Pasukot Virabat Banim Lala Elaine Carbonin de Hag Benachtin Bechol yoma min minyana. The translation. Then shall it be 7 days under its mother, which means that under its mother, that is under Yud-Heh, the 7 days of Vav-Heh were adorned as written. Yours, Hashem, is the greatness and the power, which are the seven Sephirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, of male and female. Therefore, there are 7 days below, in male and female. Since the glory of the supernal Ima, that is, as a counterpart to the seven aspects of Yud-Heh, there are under its mother below 7 days. That is the meaning of the words, while the barren, the Hebrew word is Akara, has borne seven, and she that has many children has become wretched. This means that the mainstay, the Hebrew is Ikar, of the whole house, which is Bina, has borne seven, the 7 days of the festival of Sukkot. The secret of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, while she that has many children has become wretched, which refers to the sacrifices on Sukkot, the 70 bullocks sacrificed on Sukkot that are diminished in number every day. They correspond to the 70 nations, which is the secret of she that has many children has become wretched. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is explaining code words. Pasuk 70. Utahatzi lein silkain le'ela le'ela Weilein nachtin le'tata le'tata kada'a im hagbiya hagbiha Pnesher v'im bein kochavim musim kalikinecha mishamoricha me'um Hashem v'Yisrael salkin mitata le'ela diktiv v'chaya zaracha kafar haretz u'tiv hirbeiti etzaracha kechol Mitzrayim, Uvatar Salkin, Alkola Umit Dabekan, Vatar Ila'a, Alkola Hadahu Dikti, Viatem Hadvekin, Beha, Va Elohechem Wigomer. The translation. Come and see these 7 days of Sukkot, the secret of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Rise high up, since the illumination of Hakba within them shines from below upwards, while those 70 bullocks from which the 70 nations are nourished descend lower and lower, as the nations draw them from above down, as is their normal pattern, thus sinking them down. This was stated in, though you do soar aloft like the eagle, and though you do set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says Hashem. But Israel rise from below upwards, as written, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. In this way they rise from the dust of the earth to the stars of the heaven. They then rise above all and cleave to the loftiest place, as it is written. But you that did cleave of Hashem your Elohim. My commentary. The aspect of a seesaw is a spiritual law. What goes up requires that something else goes down. Learn this well, as it applies in all frames of reference. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Or does anyone have questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I will mention our classes tomorrow. There are two. One is at 10:30 in the morning, West Coast time. That continues to discuss and prepare us for the holidays coming up. And tomorrow we will be discussing Lag BaOmer. Then the 3 o'clock class will continue our preparation for the advanced reincarnation classes. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavuot Tov. Have a beautiful week. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shavuot Tov. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Good night.
Good night.